Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Ches, Zvachim 78a, pagination is 155. We'll start on the facing page, four lines up, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Dam shenesarev b'mayim, blood from a carbon that's meant to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that got mixed in with water. Im yesh b'maris dam, kosher. If it still has the appearance of blood, then it's kosher. And Rashi, as this Mishnah develops, is going to mention that even though it doesn't have majority of blood, it's not that we're dealing with a bito berov of some sort, it's still going to have the presence of blood, the halachic status of blood, even though there's water there, even if the blood is not the majority, because blood is very thick, and it has a presence, and it remains blood. Tosfos observes that this is only talking that it has maris dam gomur, it has a real presence of blood. If it just has some faint redness to it, that's not going to be called blood, and you wouldn't be able to use it for the zrika on the mizbeach. Again, dam shenesarev b'mayim, blood gets mixed with water. Im yesh b'maris dam, if it has the appearance of blood, kosher, it's still kosher as blood. Nesarev b'yayin, if it gets mixed in with wine, ro noso ki'ilu humayim, we view it as if it's water. We view the wine as if it was water, and we see in its ratio with the blood, would it have diluted the presence of the blood to such an extent that it's not considered blood? In other words, the wine is red, so it's harder to tell the way, if it was water, you'd be able to tell. Nevertheless, that same relationship, ratio, is what we're going to work with. Nesarev bedam behema o bedam hachaya, if it gets mixed in with blood of a different animal that's not part of this carbon, ro'im oso ki'ilu humayim, again, we assess it as if it was water and see if it would still have the presence of blood. Good, if not, it's considered unacceptably diluted and it's no longer able to be used as a carbon. Let's continue in the Gemara on today's daf, four lines down. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, lo shanu, we did not learn this ella, except, meaning, there's limited applicability to the ruling that you just heard in the Mishnah, that blood can be diluted and still be acceptable. The case would be, shenaflu mayim lesoch dam, the water is pouring, is dripping into the blood, because the water becomes nullified in the blood as it drips in, and it keeps getting nullified. Avol nafal dam lesoch mayim, but if the blood is dripping into the water, rishon batel, the first drop of blood is diluted, it's nullified, and it's halachically no longer worthy to be a karbon. Then you drop in more blood. It's again nullified, not worthy to be a carbon. And as you keep doing this repeat process, you end up with a lot of blood factually, like on a scientific table analysis. There's a lot of blood in there, but it has already been nullified on a halachic status, and it's not going to be able to be used for the carbon, even though eventually you have the same ratio of blood to water, that it has a blood presence, and the Mishnah would seem to have been endorsing this. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us. Lo shanu ella. This ruling will only apply if the water was dripping into the blood and got nullified in the blood. But if the blood was dripping into the water, even if you eventually have a lot of blood, it's not going to work. Amar Rav Papa said, "Ule inyan kisui eino kein." But when it comes to mitzvahs For example, Kisei Hadam, also a blood-related mitzvah, the blood of a chayav and an oaf, certain types of animals and birds, are going to require covering their blood. So if the blood was diluted in the way that Rabbi Yochanan described, would nullify it from being a karbon, even though there's now a presence of blood, if you were discussing the mitzvah of kisui hadam, it would still be active as blood, and you would have to do kisui. Well, inyan kisui enochein, it doesn't work like that, lefisha ein dichui b'mitzvus, because we don't push away mitzvus. We push away, halachically, we have to deal with the concept of pushing away by karbanos. Rashi says, by dvorim shebikdusha. But when it comes to a mitzvah, you wouldn't push it away and it would remain in its status. So again, our Mishnah gave a case where the blood got diluted and it's still going to be considered blood. Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to be careful. Which type of case are we talking about? Blood into water, water into blood, because if the blood got so diluted, then even if it regains its presence, it's not going to be fit for a karbon. And Rav Papa added, but by mitzvahs, it would regain its status and be fitting for the mitzvah. A blood-comparable mitzvah would be kisei hadam, but obviously there could be others. In Hilchos Taaruvos, the laws of mixtures by forbidden foods, the Rama writes in Siman Tzadi Tes, Se'if Vav, Isur shenes batel. If you have something prohibited that got nullified, kigon shaya samach kenegdo. For example, there were 60 corresponding to it. You had some forbidden fat that spilled into a big stew, and it got nullified. It was batel b'shishim. There's no tam. There's no taste being imparted to the stew. And now, more quantity of that original type of prohibition, that original type of forbidden taste, got added to the pot. So, you're looking at the question, do we say, Rishon, Rishon, bottle, the initial forbidden amount, 1 ounce, let's say, into a very large container, was nullified. And now you added another ounce of forbidden, it's again nullified. And another ounce is again nullified. Or, as we paskin, the Rama says, Chozer v'niyor v'ne'esar. We go back, we activate it, and it becomes forbidden. And that original ounce, so to speak, that went in is going to be included in the calculation now that additional iser has been added. And that's similar to the approach of Rav Papa, which is that when it comes to mitzvahs, he gave an example of a positive kisui hadam, we're giving an example of forbidden mixtures, but when it comes to mixtures, we pay attention to chozer v'niyor, that it comes back. Again, the point that Rabbi Yochanan made in our Gemara is that when it comes to karbanos, once the blood has been nullified from being kosher for the karbon, there's dichui, it's been pushed away, and it would not be able to be used as a karbon. The case that the Mishnah allowed is because the blood is getting diluted gently by the water, and it never reached the point of dilution that it should not be blood. And therefore, it remained kosher in the Mishnah to be used for the Zrikas Hadam, for the carbon. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.